need it, we want it. Vacation, we own it. Surf. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I hope you have your pencil and paper out because we've been giving so many tips. I hope you haven't missed them. But, you know, if you have, you can always go onto our website and listen to the archives because there's so many great tips. Because if the kids have not started already, they will be starting soon asking, Mom, Dad, where are we going this year for vacation? I'm ready to go. So you want to be ready. You want to have those tips. You want to have those plans already, at least in mind, so that you have a no-stress family vacation 2015. Now, one of the things that our last guest, Monica Drake, who is a travel editor with New York Times, mentioned is that consider cruises, that cruising is a really great option for everyone in the family, especially if you're doing that multi-generational type family vacation, to have the vacation of their choice. Now, when I think about cruises, I think about one person, and that is Charlotte Smith with Paul Gauguin Cruises. She's a buddy of mine, but she's also very, very knowledgeable about cruising because she's worked with several cruise lines, and now she's with Paul Gauguin, which is one of my favorite cruise lines. So, Charlotte, welcome to the show. Glad to have you back on.
Thanks, Anita. Good to be here.
Well,
nice introduction.
Well, you know how much I love cruising. But now this show is all about family vacations. So tell me why cruising would be a great family vacation, and then why Paul Gauguin?
You know, all the cruise lines build these beautiful, big, exciting ships, and they cater to the family. They keep it in mind, multi-generational. So, you know, whether you're on a Carnival ship or Royal Caribbean or Celebrity, who I worked for and is still near and dear to my heart, you're going to find there's all kinds of activities. When you get into the small ship sector of our industry, you find there's not quite as many choices and activities geared towards the family. But that's where we're a little bit different at Paul Gauguin, because we have a partnership with the Jacques Cousteau Society. Can you believe that? It's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, we it's on just the Gauguin, not the Moana. So it's on our bigger ship that stays year-round in the South Pacific. And Jacques Cousteau's son, Jean-Michel Cousteau, was actually the host of the program. We call it Ambassadors of the Environment. And it is focused on the 9 through 17-year-olds, primarily during the times of year when families travel, such as the summer, June, July, August, around the Christmas holidays. And sometimes you'll find the program in place in March, which is, of course, spring break time. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that we do, of course, we're very focused on environmental and education first and foremost, but you want to have fun. You want to be engaging with the youth. So we do some very cool things like underwater treasure hunts.
Oh, wow.
It does a couple of things. It teaches the young people how to snorkel, you know, how to take care of their masks, their fins, and their snorkel gear. And then it teaches them about underwater life because they're actually looking for different things. And then they're also, you know, having a lot of fun and meeting their companion, you know, their other youth on board. So, and then they also learn about pareo tying and the Polynesian culture and making jewelry. And they go snorkeling. They have volleyball teams. They even have hermit crab races, which I watched on the private island. It was pretty funny. The kids loved it. And it gives the parents, you know, a chance to have that adult time while knowing their kids are in a very quality program.
I just love that. And I knew you would come with the perfect, perfect getaway on a cruise ship for kids. That is really awesome. And I'm glad to hear you all have that program. Now, is that in addition to what they will pay for the cruise?
It depends. We often run the Ambassadors of the Environment program complimentary. But if there is a charge, it's very nominal. It's like $200 to $300 for the entire week. So it's very affordable. And remember, we always have the third person in the stateroom sales free. They just pay port charge. So if a family was going to get a triple cabin with us, that also saves them some money. So you know what they need to do is they need to speak to a professional travel agent who we keep completely updated with all of our programs and specials and activity sample sheets so that they know some of the programs the kids might be involved in. So, you know, I I always recommend go to a professional travel agent, just like finding a dentist, a doctor, a lawyer. You got to find one you know you can work with, that you trust and believe in. So,
absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you all are just joining us, I'm talking with Charlotte Smith with Paul Gauguin Cruises, and she's telling us all about why cruising is definitely a great option for your summer vacation this year for the whole family. Now, I love all these activities for the kids, but now what excursions do you have so that the adults can feel as though they have had sort of as nice a time as the kids have? We don't want the kids to have all the fun.
Well, when they're on the Motu Mahana, which is our private island, you can't help as an adult but just to totally melt. Relax.
All right, sign me up for that now.
I know. Yeah, now, you and I, girlfriend, we'd be out there on the massage tables that are in the water.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, okay.
Can you imagine? And there's complimentary kayaking, complimentary snorkeling, windsurfing, paddleboard. For those who want to get out in that gorgeous water, there's, you know, lounge chairs for everyone all the way around the island to just veg. And then the Gauguins, who are the local hosts that sail with you, they're our naturalists and your local guides. They're with you the entire cruise. They have fun little activities set up under coconut trees, beautiful barbecue, anything you can think of to eat, and bars. And remember, all your drinks are always included with Paul Gauguin. And those bars are on the land as well as in the water, floating bars. So you don't have to go far for that pina colada. Hold your finger up.
But let me ask you this question. You mentioned that the drinks are included, so all the meals are included as well, too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We have on the Gauguin three restaurants, a seafood restaurant, a Polynesian style, and then more of a continental restaurant that's a little bit more formal. But with that said, there's no formal nights. It's open dining, and there's no cover for any of the restaurants, so that's all included. Your gratuities are always included. And then, of course, you've got those wonderful complimentary water sports. So it's a very good value when you sail with us. We're small ships. The Gauguin is only 332 passengers in the South Pacific, and then the Moana is 88 passengers in the Caribbean out of St. Martin, and then in Europe, Costa Rica, Panama Canal. Because Moana is only 88 cabins, very small, very mega yacht experience, we don't have a child's program in place, and all the cabins are double. So it makes it a little bit different experience than the Gauguin.
Well, that's certainly something. We're talking about family vacations. Family also includes the husband and wife if they don't have kids. So that would definitely be a great vacation for them as well. But now we're coming down to the end of this segment. I know that you want us to go to our travel professionals, but what is your website so we can go and look at those destinations, look at the pictures, and get us even more inspired?
That would be pgcruises.com. Paul Gauguin Cruises.
Absolutely, and I would definitely encourage everyone to go check it out, as well as we will have it listed on our website. Now, this segment is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises, so definitely go to PG Cruises, check it out, and call your travel professional, and let's get ready to take the whole family on one of those great cruises. Thanks a lot, Charlotte. Appreciate having you on the show again.
My pleasure.
Maeva. Maeva. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys stand by because we're coming back with more tips for the Family Vacation 2015. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. WDUN. Back in a minute.
I took off for a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year. All of the faces and all of the